Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 17 till us walk, don't run. 64. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. And also my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. We have a lot of videos up there, more to come. New ones up all the time. In fact, we put up a brand new one yesterday. So check that out, and including one that I did called Built on Trust, which includes references to Archie Chankute's book. So, Archie, welcome back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Archie is our guest again after all these years still. A great member of our Brain Trust, the author of Built on Trust. Archie, I did a video a couple of times ago, and I quote your book in it.
Well, that's very generous. I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you.
People love the trust that people. There's an incredible. I won't say attraction. There's an incredible need for trust among people right now. The trust has been so eroded across the marketplace in the last 3-4 years that people are hungry for things and people to trust, aren't they?
Well, that's right, and the tighter circumstances get, financial and market circumstances get, the more obvious this becomes. This us versus them in the marketplace. There's no real need for it, but it is widespread,
right?
Very destructive.
Absolutely,
and it can be addressed. We can fix this.
That's
we
right.
actually can fix this.
And that's the reason why I like telling folks about you and your work, because I think you're going to be a big part of this fixing thing. Let's talk about innovation, Archie. How does trust figure into innovation?
Well, innovation, thinking of, say, new thinking or new combinations of established thinking, is really based on trust in many ways. For instance, it requires flexibility of thinking. You know, if you think of a brainstorming session, you know, people have to, first of all, feel they have permission. But if you don't want to establish brainstorming rules every time you sit down,
right,
it has to be part of the company's culture that it's okay. Most innovation that I have seen or that I have been privileged to help facilitate comes from doubt,
mm-hmm.
comes from people that don't know what to do or they're not sure how to proceed or they're not sure if their ideas are good or solid or right or even reasonable. And so you want two things. You want people to be able to think flexibly. This has to do with belief versus reason. People have all kinds of beliefs, one of which, an obvious one, is, you know, if I speak up, I could get shown up.
Mm-hmm.
And people have these beliefs, they're silent. You don't know who has them and who doesn't have them. Even people who speak up often may have that belief, and they may be hiding some nuggets, you know. So you want people to feel like it's okay to speak up. Now, this gets us into a difficulty because innovation is often produced by very intelligent people, sometimes educated, sometimes not, but intelligent. Intelligent people sometimes are trained to be analytic.
Mm-hmm.
Analytic sometimes means critical. So if I come up with an idea, somebody may just, you know, not because they're trying to be destructive, just say, you know, with a look on their face or some other comment, make me feel I'm already sensitive. Gosh, that was a kind of a stupid thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of those is enough to clamp up innovation. You might as well fold up that one, you know, and go to another meeting and start over. So this trust model where guidelines are part of the culture of the organization is critical. That's one. Two.
Can I stick something in here?
Yes.
sometimes people might be listening and say, "Well, we're not innovators. We're retailers. We don't really do much innovating. We just operate a small business here." Well, folks, if your employee, if you give one of your employees the responsibility and the authority to do something, and they fail, they make a mistake or whatever what happens, it doesn't work out. If you fuss at them, you've just done what Arky said that person did. And whatever innovation opportunity could have been learned from that mistake was just lost. But if you say to them, okay, this didn't work, what did we learn? If you ask that question, that is the opposite of clamming up, and innovation opportunities will flourish. What do you think, Arky?
That's right. That's right. And remember what Albert Einstein said, and many others who have been great innovators. Hey, the imagination is the key.
Right.
Intuition is a part of innovation. Well, these are thoughts that people have. They don't necessarily prepare these thoughts ahead of time.
Look at how much innovation that's changed the world.
Yes.
Didn't happen in a prescribed laboratory kind of a situation. It was only from a mistake. That wouldn't have happened if somebody had been afraid of making a mistake.
That's right. And so that's another part of innovation, is be careful not to punish sound risk that fails.
Say that again.
Define what sound risk is.
Say that again.
Or be careful not to punish sound risk that fails. Because if you do, so you have to define sound risk.
I love that. And, folks, that's going to be on the test. Arky, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back after these messages. The book is called Built on Trust. Dr. Arky Ciancute, stay with us. I'll be right back.
And through it all down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.